Monsieur Mesmer
is the chief of the law house of Paris.
Law house means legislative assembly? No.
National Assembly?
Yes, it is the
National Assembly.
Just like we have in our country, Legislative Assembly.
Just come on, we have an Assembly Legislative?
But they are not necessarily lawyers.
Mais on n'est pas forcément avocat.
Non, je ne comprends
rien. We are also lawyers. Not in the material sense, but we know what is the law of God.
Il dit que nous sommes aussi des gens de loi, non dans le sens matériel, mais parce que nous connaissons les lois de Dieu.
Ouais. Et quelle est notre activité en France?
Yes, sir. What are our activities in France?
The same thing. So, induce people to become lawful to the laws of God.
Nous faisons la même chose, nous introduisons les gens à pouvoir connaître les lois de Dieu.
Mais quels sont les moyens que vous employez?
Yes, what are we doing for that?
What way are you doing that?
In which way?
We are chanting the holy name of Lord so that people may hear and their hearts be clean to understand what is God.
Nous chantons le nom du Seigneur de cette façon, le cœur des gens de devenir purifié.
Est-ce que vous avez des adhérents qui peuvent appartenir à d'autres religions que la religion hindouiste? Ou est-ce qu'il faut abandonner pour vous suivre, est-ce qu'il faut abandonner sa religion si on est chrétien, par exemple?
The gentleman asked if that people have to give up their religion, for example, they are Christian, they have to give up Christianity to be devoted.
But Christianity also is a trying to understand God, and we are also trying to understand, not only understand, but we are trying others to understand what is God.
La chrétienté, dans la chrétienté, ils essayent aussi de comprendre ce qui est Dieu, nous essayons aussi de comprendre ce qui est Dieu. Et non seulement nous essayons de comprendre nous, mais de faire comprendre aux autres gens.
Est-ce que vous avez des temples en France où vous le faites dans des appartements ou dans des réunions privées?
Yeah, if we have temples in France, or if we do in apartments, or if we do in conferences, private conferences, how we are doing it?
Anyway, we welcome all learned men. Or leading men to understand this philosophy.
N'importe où nous recevons tous les gens qui sont d'une certaine façon les dirigeants, les gens qui sont instruits à venir apprendre cette philosophie. Et ici c'est un temps.
Ici c'est un temps.
And the book is, you saw, Bhagavad Gita.
Oui, je l'ai déjà reçu de l'île.
He is French. French.
Ça, c'est dans le français. 50 000.
Là, c'était à l'hôtel de Denis,
oui, j'ai vu la réception. Oui. Je peux garder ça?
Oui, oui.
Je peux garder ça aussi?
Vous n'avez pas aussi ce dessus?
Non.
Now we have practical political philosophy. Nous avons aussi un programme politique très
simple qui consiste.
Yes, what are our political principles in Krishna consciousness? Do we have a program?
Our, not only a political program, but we have got political and economical, intellectual and ordinary.
Comme il dit que nous n'avons pas seulement un programme politique, mais un programme économique et intellectuel.
Ah. Aussi bien un programme pour le masque.
Pour le?
Pour le
masque.
We think, just like in your body, there are four divisions. The head, the arms, the belly, and the leg. So, this is complete. Head is the most important division. If we cut your head, then everything finished. Therefore, head must be there. Head means first class, intelligent man. And their qualification is better. Find out, samadhamma to be cut.
Notre maître pense que, tout comme notre corps, il y a quatre divisions, la tête, les bras, l'estomac et le sang. Et la tête, si on coupe la tête, plus rien ne fonctionne. Donc, il faut avoir la tête plus intelligente pour diriger les autres parties du corps qui forment un sens.
So, there must be four divisions of this society. The first class man, the second class man, the third class man, and the rest fourth class.
Donc il doit exister quatre divisions aussi dans la société. Les hommes de première classe, les hommes de seconde classe, les hommes de troisième classe, les hommes de quatrième classe.
The first class man should be self-restraint, control over the senses, This is the definition of the first class man.
Être en paix, avoir un contrôle, austère, la purité, la pureté, la tolérance, l'honnêteté, la sagesse, la connaissance et la religion sont les qualités par lesquelles travaille le Brahman, qui est l'homme cet homme de première classe dont parle notre maître.
With all these qualifications, one can become first class man.
Avec toutes ces qualifications, quelqu'un peut devenir un homme de première classe.
They should be the directors or the brain of the society.
Et ils doivent être les directeurs ou les cerveaux de cette société.
The next class. A class of men, first class men.
Should be, mais ça veut dire que c'est pas censé.
Il doit être.
Il devrait.
C'est pas évident. Il devrait être, mais c'est pas évident actuellement.
We say they should be, which indicates that perhaps now we do not have that situation.
No, actually not. That is the defect of the modern society, that there is no brain.
Actuellement, le défaut de cette société, c'est qu'il n'y a pas de cerveau.
Therefore, the whole world is in chaotic condition.
Donc, c'est pour ça qu'actuellement, tout le monde est en mauvaise condition.
In your country also, it is famous for so many revolutions. And whole Europe is, Russia and other countries, because there is no brain.
Même dans notre pays, on a eu tant de révolutions. Et dans toute l'Europe, en Russie, partout. Tout ça pourquoi? Parce qu'il n'y a pas de cerveau.
So, there is need of disqualified first class man to lead the human society.
Et il est un besoin que ces gens de première classe dirigent la société.
The next class is the head is first class. The next class arms, protector, administrator.
Donc,
their qualification is greater.
Donc il y a cette première classe d'hommes sont la tête. Maintenant, il y a la seconde classe des hommes qui sont les bras, les administrateurs, les
premiers. On dit ça? Teja.
Shoryam Tejo Pratyadasham Yudhe Chatiya Palaganam Dhanamishpura Bhavashcha Kshatram Karmas Prabhavajam. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity and leadership are the qualities of work for the Kshatriyas.
Heroism, le pouvoir, la détermination, être plein de ressources, le courage dans la bataille, la générosité et l'aptitude à diriger les gens sont les qualités de travail des Kshatriyas qui sont cette deuxième classe. The
next class, the Vaishyas. Kṣi Guru Kṣabāni Jam Vaishyatārma Kṣabāni.
Kṣi Guru Kṣabāni Jam Vaishyatārma Kṣabājam Parishāryātmakam Karma Shūdrasyāti Kṣabājam. Farming, cattle raising, and business are the qualities of work for the Vaishyas, and for the Shudras, there is labor and service to others.
Puis vient la troisième et quatrième classe de gens, qui sont les Vaishyas, donc ils expliquent leur qualité, pouvoir cultiver la terre, tenir compte d'une ferme, pouvoir avoir des attitudes à faire du commerce. Ce sont les qualités de travail des Vaishyas, et pour les Sudras, qui sont la quatrième, qui est la classe des travailleurs, c'est le travail et le service aux autres qui sont leur qualité, leur qualification.
At the present moment, the people in general, they're engaged in service, in factories, in big office, big establishment. So they're all Sudras, fourth class men.
Actuellement, tous les gens qui sont engagés dans un service, travaillent dans les usines, dans les commerces comme ça, dans toutes ces choses qui sont actuellement dans la société, dans les bureaux, sont tous des sous-drats, la quatrième classe de personnes.
And the fourth class men select their representative, so they must be also fourth class. Democracy means selection, voted, elected. So, because they are being elected by the fourth class man, the leaders are also fourth class.
Et alors donc, parmi cette quatrième classe d'hommes, ils ont choisi quelqu'un pour les diriger, mais comme ça a été choisi justement uniquement par ces gens de quatrième classe, donc à leur tête, ils sont une personne de quatrième classe.
The fourth class man cannot appreciate the first class man.
Et la quatrième classe d'hommes ne peut pas apprécier les hommes de première classe.
And there is lacking of second class man.
Il y a un manque d'hommes de seconde classe.
So the result is that at the present moment, the whole world is being managed by the fourth class man. Therefore, there are so many anomalies.
Alors, le résultat de ça, c'est qu'actuellement la société est dirigée par la quatrième classe d'hommes, il y a tant d'anomalies.
C'est une conception qui n'est pas tout à fait à la démocratie occidentale.
It says this concept is against
traditional Western
capitalism.
This is against capitalism, this idea?
No. It is a movement to qualify men to their respective position.
Non, ce n'est pas contre le capitalisme, la démocratie, c'est un mouvement qui réinstalle simplement les gens dans leur position.
It is an educational system to divide first class, second class, third class, fourth class, they all require. But at the present moment, the fourth class man is occupying the first class man's place.
C'est un système d'éducation qui justement apprend à diviser les gens en classe là. Mais malheureusement, actuellement, ce sont les hommes de quatrième classe qui dirigent.
We want to divide the society into real first class, second class, third class, they all require. that they have got their respective position, not classically.
Nous, ce que nous voulons, c'est que rediviser, voire réinstaller ce système et que les gens soient engagés dans leur propre devoir comme première classe, deuxième classe,
As to keep the body fit, we require the head, the hand, the belly and the legs. If we simply keep legs, it is useless.
Comme pour garder ce corps en forme, oui, nous avons la tête, le bras, les jambes. Et le vent, si nous avons seulement les jambes, c'est inutile.
Quelle est la langue que vous avez employée tout à l'heure?
Sanskrit. Yes, what language we use when we read Bhagavad Gita?
Now, this is in Sanskrit language, but we translate into different languages. English, French, German, Spanish, another language.
Et pour être difficile, il faut connaître le sanskrit, on l'apprend.
Yes, if you have to be disciple, do you have to know Sanskrit or to learn Sanskrit?
Not necessarily.
C'est pas nécessaire.
Because it is published in other languages.
Parce que comme c'est publié en d'autres langues.
Combien y a-t-il de disciples en France?
If you ask how many disciples there is in France?
Hundreds of devotees, but there are hundreds who come to the temple.
Il y a à peu près 100 qui partent.
Dedicated devotees, 100.
Des gens qui sont sympathisants, qui viennent souvent au temple et assistent à nos cours, une autre centaine.
Et dédié, ça veut dire qu'on est obligé d'abandonner sa famille ou qu'est-ce qu'on fait? On vit ici.
If one is a full-time disciple,
he's dedicated. Yes.
Does that mean he must give up his family and come and live here?
No, he can live with his family. It is to take up the cause, not to give up the family.
Il peut vivre dans la famille. S'il faut prendre la cause et ne pas abandonner les effets.
We don't believe in giving up. We believe in engaging them properly. That is our plan.
On ne croit pas à l'abandon des choses. On croit à l'engagement des choses.
Et les camps dont vous parlez sont tous à Paris ou ils sont répartis dans la province?
Yes, the hundreds of devotees are all in Paris or they are everywhere.
We're centered in Paris and they travel all over France.
Il y a notre centre qui est à Paris et nous avons à peu près 5 parties divisées qui voyagent tout à travers la France.
Et vous avez des écoles aussi en France?
Yes, we have school in France.
We have got a school in Dallas, America.
Nous avons une école à Dallas.
We are trying to open a school here.
Et nous essayons d'ouvrir notre école ici.
Ce sont des écoles qui sont ouvertes pour tous les âges ou uniquement pour les enfants?
The school is for all ages or just children?
No, all ages. Children means they learn Sanskrit and English. And they are taught our books. You saw our books, our books. Other books. We have got 80 books like this.
Dans cette école, il est enseigné aussi.
If a student reads all these 80 books, he becomes doctor of philosophy.
Dans les écoles, il est enseigné à ses enfants le français et l'anglais. Et j'étudie ces livres que vous voyez ici, il y en a 80 comme ça. Et notre maître a dit que lorsque l'étudiant a lu tous ces 80 livres, il devient docteur en philosophie.
Beginning from ABCD up to PhD. All everything is there.
C'est lui qui ne sait pas lui qui les a
écrits. You want all the proofs.
Hein?
Yes, if you want all these books, if
you write all these books,
then you can say what's coming.
Yes, right. Our spiritual master has translated these books.
Notre maître spirituel a traduit tous ces livres depuis le sort de
Mais ce sont des livres anciens de la religion adulte.
Yes, these are the ancient Sanskrit books, then?
God is not just translated, he's given them purport.
Non seulement
il traduit depuis les anciens Védas, mais il donne aussi un commentaire, comme vous voyez ici. Par exemple, la Gita, il y a le texte original en sanskrit, la façon d'en parler, la signification des mots par les mots, ensuite la traduction de ce texte et le commentaire par internet au spirituel.
Then I comment to the parents to the modern society.
Et donc, notre maître spirituel fait le commentaire accordé qui s'accorde avec ce qui se passe dans notre société moderne.
How they can be applicable to the modern life.
Oui. Comment on peut appliquer ces principes dans notre société moderne?
Est-ce que vous avez été intéressé des dirigeants français à ce mouvement?
Have we interested any of the leading French citizens in our movement?
That I do not know, but many Frenchmen came to see me, and...
Last year you received from the mayor, Hotel de Ville.
But in America, you have reception from highly scholarly people, university, age, building.
Ici en France, il y a beaucoup d'érudits, de gens qui sont intelligents, sont reçus par notre maître en ce moment. L'année dernière, il a été reçu à l'Hôtel de Ville. Et surtout en Amérique, il est reçu par les gens les plus hauts placés dans les universités, dans les gouvernements, dans la politique.
Our books are being read in universities, colleges, and they're accepted in big libraries. Not only accepted what is published, but they have forward order for all the publications that will come.
Nos livres de notre mère sont acceptés et distribués dans toutes les universités, et non seulement ceux qui ont déjà été publiés, mais ceux qui vont venir à être publiés sont déjà commencés
yes.
à l'avance.
Vous pouvez le remercier de son accueil. Vous
avez pas de questions
pour l'instant.
This you can explain with
Pasharam, ceci est appelé Pasharam, c'est la nourriture spirituelle qui a été offerte à Krishna. Et tous ces aliments sont à base végétarienne, car nous ne prenons pas ni les poissons, ni les viandes, ni les œufs. C'est un de nos quatre principes que nous suivons. Et cette nourriture étant offerte à Krishna est purifiée, considérée comme nourriture spirituelle.
They have learned this preparation, this diet. We have taught them. We are strictly vegetarian. From grains, from milk, and sugar. And just two, three things require. And we can prepare thousands of people out of them.
Nous avons appris à faire cette préparation, car nous sommes strictement végétariens, et depuis les graines, depuis le sucre, depuis le lait, nous pouvons faire des milliers de préparations de ce genre.
From milk, and grains, and sugar, and what else?
Fruits,
vegetables, we can prepare thousands of vegetables, very palatable, some of them we can test.
À la base, des fruits, des légumes, des graines, du lait, des végétaux, on peut préparer des milliers et des milliers de préparations. Et vous pouvez y goûter. Tout ce que vous voulez, vous le prenez.
Maybe you can also explain that.
What is these people explain? Can you explain?
Cookie.
This burpee like, what is this made of?
This is
sandwich.
Sandwich. It is milk prepared. Give me one more.
No,
this sandwich will give me one. So, our recommendation is don't kill cow. take milk and make tons of preparation, all nutritious and very healthy.
Notre recommandation est, ne tuons pas les vaches, prenons simplement leur lait et faisons ces milliers de préparations qui sont très saines et très nourrissantes.
They do not know how to use cow. Instead of killing, if we take, let the animal leave and give us milk, and from the milk we make hundreds of people.
Ils ne savent pas dans cette société comment utiliser la vache. Et si au lieu de la tuer, ils prenaient le lait, et ils pourraient faire des milliers de préparations avec. Et ça se viendrait.
The milk is nothing but blood. Transformation of blood. So we take the blood by killing the animal, but we do not wish to kill such an important animal, but we take the blood in form of milk and make preparation.
Le lait est une transformation du sang de la vache. Mais nous ne tuons pas la vache pour prendre son sang. Nous prenons simplement son lait afin de faire toutes ces préparations.
And those who are flesh eaters, let them wait for the death of the cow, then let them eat the flesh, not leaving the meat.
Et ceux qui ne peuvent pas contrôler leur langue, qui doivent manger la viande, eux, ils peuvent attendre la mort naturelle des vaches, et après ils peuvent manger le chair. Mais pas ceux, ce loi du sud.
So we are making preparation that keep the cows, protect the cows. And when the cow dies, the flesh is automatic.
Nous avons cette chose, c'est qu'il faut garder et protéger les vaches. Mais quand la vache meurt naturellement, donc on pourra donner la viande à ceux qui doivent manger la viande.
So, he can take the skin, he can take the hoof, he can take the horn, he can take the flesh, everything, whatever he likes, because when it is dead, it is no more useful for us. So, the others who are interested, with the skin, with the flesh, with the hoof, they can take it.
Donc il explique par là qu'ils pourront prendre la peau, ils pourront prendre les cornes, ils pourront prendre les os, ils pourront prendre la viande, mais parce que lorsque la vache sera morte, naturellement, elle n'aura pas d'utilité.
And they get it free.
Ils le rendent gratuit.
Without any cost. Because after death, you don't want it. So, this is our problem. Let the cows leave. We take sufficient milk. We are getting milk. 1,000 pounds, huh?
Yeah.
1,000 pounds daily in our one center, new now, Virginia. So we are making various preparations from the mills, and they are very happy, and the cows are also happy. So this is one of our program to stop killing this important animal.
Donc l'un de nos programmes, c'est d'arrêter de tuer les vaches. Parce que, par exemple, dans notre communauté, à New Windham, ils retirent 1000 livres de lait chaque jour. Et de, à cette base de tout cela, ils font tous ces milliers de préparations.
And the flesh eaters may wait a little until the cow dies. Then he gets the opportunity while there should be slaughterhouse maintained.
Et les mangeurs de viande, à ce moment-là, ils peuvent attendre un peu, et lorsque la vache meurt, ils auront l'opportunité de manger la viande. Mais pourquoi maintenir les abattoirs?
As you are one of the leading citizens of Paris, we appeal to you to take up this consideration seriously.
Comme vous êtes un des dirigeants de cette société à Paris, notre maître demande à ce que vous puissiez prendre sérieusement cette considération.
Why we should maintain slaughterhouse? If you want to eat the flesh, let us wait till the death. There will be death. There is no doubt about it. So why they should maintain forever?
Pourquoi continuer à maintenir et entretenir les abattoirs si les gens veulent de la viande, ils attendent un peu, ils veulent de toute façon.
And this is most cruelty. An animal which is giving milk, so important foodstuff, and that is being killed, it does not suit any moral sense of any human being.
ce qui est la chose la plus cruelle qu'un animal tel que la vache qui nous donne le lait est tué comme ça.
On the contrary, according to Devi sister, there are seven mothers, and cow is accepted as one of them.
Et selon la culture védique, la vache est une. Il y a sept mères, et la vache est une de ces mères.
Because she gives milk, and we take her milk, therefore she is our mother.
Parce qu'elle donne du lait, et nous prenons son lait, donc elle est notre mère.
So, this is our philosophy.
Ceci est notre philosophie.
Une expression française qui dit pas plus la vache à lait.
Ah. The French, French saying, they said, we don't have to kill the cow's milk.
Hmm?
We don't have to kill the
cow's deer's milk. One should
not kill,
that's a French saying.
Ah.
One should not kill the cow that gives milk.
That's all right, but very good pleasure. Why don't you
try it?
Proverb. So put into action this proverb. So that is, you are one of the leading mayors. That is our appeal. What is unreasonableness in our proposal? Yes, so long the cow lives. Cow, every cow gives milk. So it fulfills your proverb. So under the circumstances, let the cows live peacefully, take milk and make these two persons a cow's milk. And when it is there, free of charge.
Je voudrais remercier Elina de son accueil et de dire que j'étais très intéressé par ce qu'il a bien dit.
He said he will try to take to heart what you have told him today.
Yeah.
And he thanks you for having received him.
So kindly do this service. Krishna will bless you.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Being to the vultures, so that they play with us. Thank you. He did not like this idea.
It would ruin the economy.
Huh?
It would ruin the economy.
Economy? What is the economy?
Because there's so much business that depends on the slaughter and the sale of animal flesh. Just like in India now, there's such a low economy that in some of the communist states, they've decided to export meat. Because it's good.
You can export after that. What is it wrong? You can export immediately, take the cows after that. Take the skin and take the meat also, skin and flesh, and put it into the refrigerator. Maybe so. We simply say that until the death of the cow, don't kill. Let us take the meat. There is all right. What is the wrong there?
Also, the other day, you were probably telling us in Geneva that in India, with, at least till the present day, forbidden to eat cows. They go to eat animals, they eat dogs or goats.
Yes, he recommends to meat eaters to eat dogs. As Korea, they are eating dogs. So you can eat also dogs. But don't. He eats it after death. You don't say don't eat. You are so much fond of eating. All right, he eats. Because after the death, we have to give somebody, some living entity. So generally, it is given to the vultures. So why to the vultures? Take the civilized man. Who are as good as vultures. So-called civilized man. Yes. What is the difference between the vultures and the rested? The vultures also enjoy a dead body, and they also kill, make it dead and enjoy. The vultures.
Cocoon.
Yes. The vultures. And they are severe going to vultures. The animal eaters, they are like jackals, vultures, dogs. They are similar to these animals. The animal eaters.
Yes.
This is not human. Here is human thought. Here is civilized food, human thought. Let them learn it. And civilized wolves, vultures, rakshasas, and their leaders, therefore I say, all fourth class men, their leaders. Therefore the whole world is in chaotic condition. We require first class men to lead. We are first class men, take our advice, and then everything is all right. We are creating first class men. What is it? Fourth class men leading? All fourth class men. If I say so frankly, people will be very angry. All fourth class men. Basically, they are all fourth class men. Now, this first, second, third class men are described. So, at the present moment, no one belongs to this qualification. Even they are not to the third class man, Krishi Guru Samanija, who is protecting the cows. That is the third class man's business. So therefore everyone is fourth class. So the fourth class man, they are electing their representative to govern. They are also on the big fourth class man. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Savir Varahusa Kara Sankuta Purusa Purusa. Where is the dash final? All fourth class. Not fourth class, less than fourth class. Fourth class has got also some regulative duty, but at the present moment, no regulative duty. Anyone can do whatever he likes, whatever he thinks. Or fifth class. No regulative peace. The human life is meant for regulative peace. Just like we are insisting, our students, only for regulative peace. Just to make them real human life. No regulative peace means animal life. Animal life. Tapasa, brahmacharya, jamena, niyamana. That the yoga system is there. It is to learn the regulative principle, jamena, niyamena. The yoga system is very strict regulative principle. I do not know what they are doing. Generally, they misuse also that. But yoga means indriya samya, controlling the senses. That is real yoga system. Because, as the animals, they cannot control their senses. So the human being, having higher intelligence, they should learn how to control the senses. This is human life. Human life means controlling. I give this example, just like in your country there is no fat shop. In our country, the confectioner shop is on the roadside. Very nice. We have seen in India. They are prepared, very nice things prepared and exhibited. People come and purchase. So, animals, cows, as soon as they take some kind of opportunity, they put their heads and take something together. Now, the animal, the cow is passing, and a human being is also passing. But the human being, although he is hungry, he likes to take some of the preparation. But he will not do like that animal. He knows that I have no money, so I shall have to extend my time. That is human. The animal pushes behind. So anyone who cannot carry the regulative principles anymore. The law is for human beings. Keep to the left, keep to the right. Well, this is not for the dogs. Dogs can keep to the right, keep to the left anywhere, but he is not human. because he's in him. But he's a man. Instead of giving to the right, he goes to the left immediately. He's in it. Human society means to avoid first-class law. The laws must be made for advancement of spiritual life. That is human society. Because animal life, it doesn't require any law. How to eat, it doesn't require any law. Everyone knows. Man knows, animal knows. How to have sex life, it is not to be educated. Everyone knows. But they are philosophizing on sex life. Pride. What is pride? The last one, what is there? Philosophy. This philosophy everyone knows. And he's philosophizing.
There was an article in this week's newspaper. Sigmund Freud's granddaughter is now posing for naked pictures in magazines. She's saying, my grandfather's philosophy was not so good. So now
she's actually advanced. He's more advanced. That's nice. This is going on. Animals, simply animals in a different posture. That's all. Fourth class, fifth class man. And they are governing, their leaders. And what is that? Samir Bara Hosta.
Samir Bara Hosta Karai, Samstu Tapusha Pushu Nayat Karana Patoke Toja Tanama Gadagra Jaha. Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, praise those men who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from evils.
These electors are animals, and they elect animals. They claim Nishma, a big animal, and he was elected by other animals. And now they are discovered. Is it not? Yes. He's a big dog, and the small dogs, they elected him. Now there is some trouble. Comes to Kapurusha Upasa. You are praised by some animals. He is an animal, big animal, and you are praised by that is stated. Savidivara Ustra Kari, Samastuta Purusha Pasu. The so called leaders, they are animals. And they are praised by other animals, that's all, small animals. This is the series. How is animal? No, rajat karna, karna pati, pita. One who has not heard the message of Krishna. Isn't it?
Jaku nama gadagra.
Jaku, even for some time, they did not hear. Parpat?
General mass of people, unless they are trained systematically for a higher standard of life and spiritual values, are no better than animals, and in this sort of statement, particularly put on the levels of dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Modern university education practically prepares one to acquire a doggish mentality to accept the service of a greater master. Like the dogs, after finishing so-called education, the so-called educated persons move from door to door with applications for some service.
At least we have got this experience in India. There are so many unemployed, educated. Because they have been educated as dogs, they must find out a master. Otherwise they have no independent power to work. Dog, unless he finds out a very nice master, the street dog, loitering in the street.
There's a report that there are so many PhDs who graduated from school now that there are not enough jobs for them. So they have to take jobs as truck driver and taxi driver.
Where?
In the United States. That is supposed to be the Brahmins lab too. The professors. That the educated
They are not Brahmins. Those who give education in exchange of money, they are not Brahmins. It's that we are lecturing educating people who don't say that give us salary. simply ask them, please come. Therefore, you are making food. I'll give you food. I'll give you good seed. Please come and hear. We are not asking money. The first of all, pay with ease. Then you will come and learn Bhagavad Gita. We never say so. So, these so-called teachers, they first of all settle up carriage. What shall I do? Give me. That is dog wisdom. That is not Brahmana's wisdom. Brahmana is not what I ask. Brahmana is eager to give less knowledge. That's all. Brahmana is eager to see that people are educated. Take the education and be educated. Be human being. This is Brahmana's duty. I came here not to ask for any money. But I want to give lessons. This is Brahmana.
Today the priests are afraid to speak too strongly or else they will be fired and get no salary. Today the priests, they are afraid to speak.
Yes.
Or like the politicians, they are afraid to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are afraid that they will be voted out or get no more money to support.
They are after money. So they are less than Sudra. That is the cause that Christianity has fallen down. But they cannot speak straightly. Otherwise it is straight commandment. Thou shalt not kill. And because people are killing, now they are giving man-to-man marriage. What to speak of other things? The priests, they are sermonizing this man-to-man marriage. You see how degraded they become. Was there any concept then, at least outside America? Nobody knows that a man can be married with another man. What is this? They're supporting it. You know that? So, what is their stand?
Will you say anything? Where is that?
Yeah, in the woman getting the dough by asking if we're going to have the woman get a dough against California. They said,
now, this is our proposal, that why you should kill cow. Cow may be protected to take milk and use this milk for so many nice preparations. Then, so far meat eating is concerned, so every cow is dead. It is a fact. So, you wait a few days only. There are so many dead cows. So you take all the dead cows and eat. What is the bad proposal? If you say that you are restraining us from meat eating, no, we don't restrain you. We simply request you that don't kill. When the cow is dead, to eat it.
In Western countries now, the young people, when their parents grow old, they generally send them away to old age homes. So if they have no compassion, even towards their own parents, that they would send them away, and how can we educate them to protect the cow, which is just like mother? They're even willing to practice until their parents.
So there is no question of protecting. We shall protect. Simply, we ask them that don't purchase meat from the slaughterhouse. We shall supply you the cow after death. What is it? Wrong?
Not enough meat.
Huh?
Not enough meat fast enough. They're
eating so much meat. Fast means you have to eat the cow's flesh. So how you can make it fast? The cow's number are the same. So it will remain the same. Simply wait for the natural death. Where is the restriction? We have got a limited number of cows. Either you wait for the death or you kill it at once. The number of cows are the same. So we are simply request you that don't kill them. Wait for the natural death and kill it. That is wrong. The number of cows is the same. You cannot increase it. Increase or decrease, the number of cows is there. So we simply request you that so long they are alive, let us take its milk and give nice foodstuff to the human society.
If they don't kill it, there'll even be more cows.
Huh?
If they don't kill a cow, then they will even have more meat, because then the cow will have more time to reproduce more calves. If they don't kill the cow right away,
yes,
there'll be even more cows.
More cows, yes. These are more cows. Simply we request that don't you propagate this. Don't kill. Don't maintain this slaughter. It's very sinful. It has got very awkward reaction on the society. Stop this slaughter. You don't say that you stop eating meat. You eat meat, but don't take it from slaughterhouse. Or don't by killing. Simply wait. How do you get the? How long the cow will live? Their maximum age is 20 years. So, not that you have to wait for 20 years. There are many cows, 18 years, 16 years, or 10 years. So wait for that mustache. Then you regularly get dead cows and eat. What is wrong? Make this over. You may, for a few years, may not get. By that time, you can eat some dogs and cats. Yes? Then Koreans, they're eating dogs. So where is the difference between you and the Korean? You can eat also dogs for the family. Or hogs. You eat hogs. You don't prohibit killing on this small animal. Don't sanction either prohibit. But especially we request cow protection because it is ordered by Krishna. Because we are Krishna conscious people, therefore we have to carry out the order of Krishna. Goraksha, that is our duty. And economically, also it is very useful. Krishna has recommended for nothing, it is not like that. It has some meaning. That if you have got cows, and you see, with our cows, in England, they are giving more milk than other cows. Because they are confident that they will not be killed. They have got sense. And not that they are rascals, they have no soul, they have no sense. They have got sense. In other places, they do not give so much milk. But in New Vrindavan, they are so jolly. As soon as Kirtanand Maharaj is called, they will come. Yes? Just like friends. And they are confident that he will not be killed. So, they are jubilant as they are giving much milk. Yes? So, in Europe, the cows are also good, but the cow killing system also is very good. So, to stop this, you simply request that, you will get the cow's flesh. As soon as it is dead, we shall supply it. Free of tax. You haven't got to pay £4,000 or £20,000. It's so much money. You get free. And eat. And why are you killing? Stop this. Slaughter house. What is wrong in this proposal? I think he could not give any counter reasoning.
He gave a proverb.
Rather, he supported.
Yeah.
So who is this? This is one of the business. Krishi Guru Samanitam Vaishakarma Sabhavaja. You don't stop trade. You don't stop food, producing food grains. But we want to stop this killing. How says it? It is very, very simple. Therefore, in Europe, so many wars. Every week, 10 years, 15 years, there is a big war and wholesale slaughter of the whole humankind. And maybe there are children who don't see it. The reaction must be there. You are killing innocent cows and animals. Nature will take revenge. Wait for that. As soon as the time is right, nature will gather all these rascals and clubs. They'll fight among themselves, Protestant and Catholic, Russian and France and Germany. Why? This is nature's law. Tit for tat. You have killed, now you will become killed amongst yourself. They are being sent to the slaughterhouse. And here you create slaughterhouse. Down and kill. You know? As soon as there is bell, the Roman Catholic began to kill the Protestant. So, this is nature's law. You don't regard to be sent to the slaughterhouse. You make your slaughterhouse at home. You kill your own child. Abortion. This is nature's law. What are these? Children being killed. There are these meat eaters. They enjoy. Now they are being killed by the mother. They do not know how nature is working. You must be killed. If you kill, you must be killed. That I discussed in this now Chaitanya Chaitanya. Well, Nitya.
They kill the cow, which is the mother, and then sometimes they get born, their mother kills them.
Yeah. The mother becomes child and child becomes mother. Have you got transcription of the bad story? The hunter story recited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
I
This 24th chapter, not Madhva
Lila. No, I don't think it's correct yet.
What you have tried, see? That's Narada's instruction. How by killing must become skilled.
Magrari.
Yes. If you mark this meaning, the flesh, is Sanskrit word is mang so. Mang means me. And so means he. I am killing this animal, I am eating, and he will kill me and eat. This word is reminding that you are killing this animal eating. That this animal will kill you and eat it. This is the meaning of mamsa. Mamsa khadati. It is mamsa. He will be given the opportunity to kill you. And when an animal is sacrificed before the goddess Kali, this mantra is cited to the ear of the animal that you are giving your life before goddess Kali. The next life you are getting the chance of human being. See, he is promoted. Because he is being killed before the deity, goddess, Kali. So he is elevated. And he is giving the chance that this man will become animal and he will kill. So after understanding this mantra, who will be ready to kill another animal? This is mantra. While sacrificing an animal, this is the mantra. The priest will say in the ear that you, Mr. Goat, you are being killed before this goddess of Kali. So your benediction is that you have to undergo so many lives before coming to the human form of life, but because you are sacrificing, as a reward for this, you get immediately human life. So he is not loser. And this man who is killing you, he will become a goat like you and you have the right to kill. This is mantra.
Mansa.
Mansa. Mansa khada deepi.
That story begins on verse 220.
Hmm.
And I only have up to 121. This is the most.
He's
followed by saying that he should have it today or tomorrow.
There, these things are discussed.
The story of Magrari.
In connection with that, I discussed the animal killer.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, all these meat eaters, they are responsible for killing the innocent cows.
Many people today are discussing this topic of reincarnation, but they don't understand the significance of the effect.
And they'll understand all dull-headed fools are asking. Dressed like gentlemen. Dhavatya sovate nukha jhava kinchin navhat. A rascal fool is decorated so long he does not speak. As long he is sick, his nature will be revealed. What is he? This gentleman therefore did not stay long to expose him.
That's intelligent.
So when this man left, he told me that there is a very, very big actress. She's known all over the world. She's called Brigitte Bardot. And she's making propaganda now everywhere against other artists. So he says she's sitting around here. And we should meet her and ask her to come and see. But if she's here, we can try.
This man is explaining, very famous, beautiful actress.
Mm.
Her name is Brigitte Bardot. And she has become very popular now because she is trying to protect the animals. So she lives around here somewhere. He suggested that you contact her.
What about him?
What did he say about himself?
It's when I asked him. I said, so what are you going to do? Can you make a law against the cultivating? He said, oh, but there is this aspect. Just give it to someone else.
No, we have to make this propaganda. Because we are servant of Krishna. And Krishna orders. Krishna is Guru of Shavananda. So we must take to agricultural work to produce food and give protection to the cow. And if there is a stress product, we trade. The simple thing we must do. That's why I'm anxious to take outside Paris this center. Our people should live there peacefully, produce food grains, give protection to the cows, and work hard. And if there is excess product, you can make money once. With ghee, he can start so many restaurants that I have discussed on this one. You can make good money. You're not the loser. Krishna conquers man, they will be never loser by following the instruction of Krishna. They will live comfortably without any material want and takta dehan punarjanmaite, and after leaving this body, go to directly to God. This is our thought.
We can produce food and ghee on the farm and then bring it and make prasadam and sell it at the restaurant.
Yeah. No, we can open our own strength. Your own strength, I've already said. You're not discussed.
We're preparing a letter to send the whole society.
Yes. We, suppose we make ghee there. We can make sandesh there. We can make rasgulla. We can make so many things. Especially ghee. So open restaurant in any part of the city. And make nice Kachori, Sinara, Puri, Halwa, and so many other things, Churi, and people in Pasir. They come and sit down. Every foodstuff is ready. You sit down, whatever you like, you take. And this is our chance, for one plate. Don't press, just like it is distinct. You take 1, 2, 3, 4, as much as you like. But don't press. Don't press. So far, for your eating sumptuously, the charge is same. Suppose this man eats only 1 cake and you eat 4 cakes. And that does not mean you should charge more.
Same charge.
You sit down, eat your heart's content, be satisfied, and let him also eat. Don't waste. I supply. This is your problem. Not that each time, that's the hotel, each time a plate is not immediately built. Is it not? No. You sit down, eat your satisfaction. Charge is the same.
They will leave the restaurant with their pockets full of samosas.
That is another.
You were telling us one time that in India, if a person has a mango orchard, you can come in if you're hungry and eat, but you cannot take anything.
Yes. They still. If you have got a garden, somebody says, I want to eat some food. Yes, come on. Take as much food as you like. But you cannot take it. Any number of men can come and eat. They even do not prohibit the monkeys. All right, let them come. It is God's property. That is the system. That is mentioned in Harvard. If the animal, like monkeys, they come to your garden to eat, don't pray it. Listen, he is also Krishna's part and parcel. Where he lives, if you pray it. It is very practical. I have got another, this is told by my father. My father's elder brother was keeping a cloth shop. My father also was keeping a cloth shop. So, it is in the village. So, my uncle, what he would do, that before closing the shop, he will bring one, what is it called?
Ball?
Ball, big ball. Or it is, what do you call it? Well, you keep water? Basin. So, one basin full rice, he will keep in the middle of the shop. And there are rats. So, the rats will take the rice and not cut even a single cloth. It is practical. Yeah. They are also animals. Give them food. They will not create any disturbance. Give them food. Yeah. Because cloths are very costly and there are rats. If one cloth is cut by the rat, then it is great loss. So to save from this loss, you put in a basin, rice was nothing. Rushing in our childhood, we have seen 2 hours per year. That is a profit. You see? So one basin full rice, it does cost even 1 hour. So by giving 1 anna worth food, he saves so many. And they serve this cloth. Otherwise, if they are hungry, they will cut it. Everyone has got obligation. Even the tiger. Even the tiger, one saintly person was in the jungle. His disciple said, the tigers will never come and disturb in the ashram. Because the ashram head, they will keep some milk little far away from the ashram and the tigers will come and drink and go. we'll call. You tiger, come and take your meat here. That's why we call the dogs. They'll come and take the meat from them. And they'll never attack any inmates of the ashram. He'll say, Yamara Admi hai, isko kuch bolo nahi. They are my men, don't harm them. Yes, tiger, tigers can be trained up just like dogs. They are a dog species. More ferocious, that's all. More ferocious dog, that's all. You can train them. I've seen in the world fair, one man has trained. I think most of you have seen. One tiger and one lion. And he is playing with that tiger and a lion, just like one plays with dog. They can train them. They can understand also that this man loves me, he gives me food, he is my friend. They also appreciate. Like this picture you have seen, what is that, Thakur? The big snake is going. And the snake also knows that he's a sentry person. He may not be disturbed, let him go out. And from reason also, Ishvara Sabha Bhutana Amritesha, Krishna is everyone's heart, he's dictating. So Krishna can dictate to the animals, to the serpent, to the man, everyone. Just nice food stuff, and mostly they are made of meat. These people, they do not know, they kill the cows and throw the milk away to the hogs. And they are proud of their civilization. Like jackals and vultures. Actually, Krishna consciousness movement is transform these uncivilized men to real civilization. Their civilization is now compact in machinery work, collecting stones and bricks and piling them. This much their civilization. Actually, Apasatamatmatattam Dihesu Dhiri, you know, this explanation we are giving this morning. We do not know what is Atmatattam. Bhairatamana, the external teacher, material nature, their interest, the scientist, the philosopher, man, they simply interest in the external teacher. Internally, what is important, they do not.
This Prabhupada, about these restaurants, have people come and invite them and give them everything. They can have wife, they can have family, they can have place to stay, nice food. Simply they have to be civilized.
That's right.
Everything is there.
We do not deny anything. We simply require be civilized. This no comes. And this is practical. Everyone sings. We have got Grihasthas, Manaprasthas, Brahmachari, Sannyasi. We have no such objection.
I can remember now, when I was in college, there were so many groups trying to reform the young people. The YMCA, the church groups, so many different social working groups, trying to make young people become work, not so restless, not so much wild, but not I remember I used to go to a school when I was in college once a week to take care of one young boy because he was making so much trouble. They asked if some student from the university would come to see with him and talk with him once a week
to go out and go to the park and so on. So I used to see him, and he would be in school. When I would come, all the children would be the same way. I couldn't distinguish him from the others. They were all wild. And then they said, oh, he's the one there.
Is there any other music?
Yes, but it will be later. It will be at 6:50, 45 minutes. The man's name will be a psychiatrist.
We can take your leave for that.
I'll move to the problem. Yeah, you
I give it for the guests and the devotees may take down.
How many guests do you have?